Welcome and season's greetings from the VK7 Amateur Radio News team for the New Year's Eve edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. And this was first broadcast on Sunday the 31st of December 2023. At the mic of VK7WI this week is Idris VK7ZIR. On Sunday this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio, DMR Talk Group 5, and D-Star Reflector 91C by Clayton VK7ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency, courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham VK7GS, on 3.67 MHz by Peter VK7TPE, on 7.14 MHz by Ross VK7ALH, on 14.13 MHz by Gary VK7JGD, on 28.525 MHz by Dale VK7DG, and UHFCB channel 24 in the Hobart area. Are there any takers? You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA Northern VK7 and VK7RHT in Southern VK7. Silent Key, Ron Mather, VK7, Hotel Romeo Mike, 21st of the 2nd, 1946 to 15th of the 12th, 2023. It is with great sadness we advise the passing of Rod Mather, VK7HRM, affectionately known as VK7, His Royal Majesty. Ron passed away on Friday the 15th of December as a result of a motorbike accident. Ron was a country music and Sydney Swans fan. He was a much-loved amateur and a great friend to many in the Northwest. He was one of the few that climbed Mount Duncan for maintenance, and I last spoke to him on Mount Duncan, I think, on December 2020, while they were up there doing maintenance. Ron loved touring Australia, and for 9 months of the year, his HF APRS beacon would be spotted all around Australia. I can recall in late 2020, Ron and Dale VK7DSH did me a favour, erecting a 70cm beam on VK7EQ Steve's house for better 70cm coverage. He was a long-time member of the West Coast Radio Group, joining in the late 80s. For a while, a loved and dedicated member of the local SES unit. He worked at the EZ mine in Rosebery as an explosives expert. When not at the mine, he also ran a Suzuki motorcycle, Victor mower and pull and chainsaw and small engine services shop, which was also the Red Line bus depot in Rosebery, as well as another shop selling electrical products. He was a founding member and life member of the Lake Rosebery Ski Club. The ski club had a predicament 40 years ago. A large rock or island, depending on who you believe, was impeding skiing activities on Lake Rosebery. Ron arrived one day with compressors, drilling equipment and explosives apparently donated by a local firm. The story goes that after many hours of work, a massive explosion was heard in Tulla nearby. The rock no longer would cause any issues. Unfortunately, the ski club couldn't send a thank you letter to the donor, as they may not have been aware of their donation. Ron built a shack at Bruny Island, where the large family regularly spent time. In 1988, he won the Bruny Island wood chopping competition. The locals loved Ron's can-do attitude and community support, so they gave him the honorary title Mayor of Bruny Island. Somehow, in his spare time, he was an avid prospector, four-wheel drive enthusiast into boating, fishing, and participating into speedway dirt bikes, circuit racing at Simmons Plains and motocross racing, and 1 year had a lap record of 65 seconds at Simmons Plains on his favourite motorbike, a Suzuki. Winston, VK7EM, remembers a bushwalk to the Mount Stewart mine south of Waratah with a group of friends, and Ron came along with his Can-Am 650 all-terrain vehicle. And Winston says, he went ahead up the narrow, scrubby track, and when I arrived at the White River, here was Ron. I've been across and back, he told me with a grin. This river has stopped us on earlier trips because of its deep, violent flow. This time we all carefully waded across while Ron bounced his way across as I filmed. A little later, we arrived at the Castro River and found Ron parked just short of the river. There was a single sapling across the river, and I saw something quite remarkable happen. Ron, wearing his waders, assisted Lindsay with a steady hand to cross the log, he being in deep, fast-flowing water. Then he called for me and did the same, holding my hand as he struggled for a firm footing. We all crossed the river dry-footed. What a special gentleman. And at the Mount Stuart mine, amongst the relics, Ron found an old adit, a tunnel leading underground. Without hesitation, he, followed by Paul, squeezed their way into the opening in the ground, Paul going out of sight. A while later, they scrambled out, Ron with a beaming smile. As an aside, we were relaxing on a riverbank having lunch with Ron, and with Ron and I were discussing amateur radio matters. We were mentioning call signs in our discussion, and one of our party, Sally, said, "Excuse me, are you talking about radio?" She then proudly told us that she was the daughter of Peter Frith, VK7PF, Silent Key. And that came from Winston, VK7EM. A link to the 2017 video of the events is in the text edition of the news. Ron's kindness, assisting other people, wanting to help others and the community groups he participated in was evident in the very large turnout to his funeral service last Thursday. Ron was the loved husband of Heather for 55 years and loved by his children and many grandchildren. Vale Ron, VK7HRM. And that was from Eric, VK7EV. VK7 Amateur Radio News. 2024 roster is now available. Happy New Year greetings from the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, and we hope you have a happy holiday season and a safe entry into 2024. A huge thank you to all involved in putting the broadcast on each week, the readers, the rebroadcasters and the callback operators. Please note the new 2024 VK7AR News broadcast roster is available on the VK7AR News Group's IO files area or the broadcast audio file download area. And that's 73 from Justin, VK7TW. Contest news. Ross Hull Memorial VHF UHF Contest. The contest was established in 1950 to honour the memory of the late Ross A. Hull and his pioneering achievements in the study of tropospheric propagation and the development of new equipment techniques for the higher bands. It runs for the month of January and entrants may operate on every contest day, but the final score is based on the best 7 days nominated by the entrant. For amateurs with limited operating time, there is also a best 2 days section. Each contact scores 1 point for each 100 kilometres of distance worked. This score is then multiplied by the band multiplier. The total score is the sum of the scores on all bands. The distance calculation is based on your Maidenhead 6-digit locator. VCL 4.15 still works for logging this contest, and logs are due in by the 14th of February at 2359 UTC. Logs can be emailed as an attachment to rosshull@wia.org.au. I am sure we will have some logging sessions as part of the various 23 QSO parties that go on after the broadcast. And that's 73 from the VK7 News team. Statewide news, Thursday night SSTV nets. Another busy net night that saw the following participants. VK7's ZGK, ZAB, ZSB, FGGT and EV, all sharing 20 photos. And the various subjects were the Big Rocking Horse at Gamaraka, South Australia, the Big Axe at Longley, Southern Tasmania, the Big Fishhook in Launceston, the Big Spud at Sassafras, a Big Traffic Jam, the local sequel to the movie The Cars That Ate Paris, a passenger ship at Devonport, a mural in Hobart of a patron drinking from a beer keg, a red helicopter, a red parrot, multiple finches, a lovebird, an echidna, a decoded SSTV postcard of a Soviet cosmonaut from the ISS, and a classic Bedford 4x4 rural fire truck. Remember, Ken VK7KRJ's and Steve VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. Also, if you missed the net, there are archives of all SSTV nights. These photos can be seen on Ken and Steve's SSTV websites or on NTARC's website under blogs and arranged as weekly nets. An idea for a theme for next year's net is water. And that comes 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the North, SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The summits on the air, Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group, meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 noon, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. That's 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. VK7 RUN repeater running. An update for users in the north of the state, VK7 RUN3 will be operating on extended hours over the Christmas and New Year period from the 22nd December to the 3rd of January. An ideal opportunity to put the range of cover to the test, keeping others informed of much sought-after parking spots, and look out for each other on New Year's Eve. Frequencies for those not programmed, 431.8850 MHz in and 438.850 MHz out, no tones required. Regards and best wishes to all from Greg, VK7YAD. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, NTARC. Firstly, this week I must thank the listeners who took the time to email or contact me with information about Lutwyche Radio. This was the business mentioned in last week's broadcast, and it's part in the implementation of two-way radios in taxis 75 years ago, which was another Tasmanian first. Bernie, VK7BR, Alan, VK7AT, and Peter, VK7PD, to name a few, were veritable gold mines of information, not just on the local businesses, but the people who owned them and others who worked there. Evidently, at some point, AWA occupied the same address of 69 George Street, Launceston, but that's another story. There is a phenomenal wealth of information out there in the amateur community, and it's a pity it can't all be collated into some form of repository of knowledge. Over the last few months at club technical nights and morning teas, the subject of the ACMA changes to our licences has repeatedly come up. Well, now is the ideal opportunity during the New Year break to hopefully answer your questions. There was a very timely presentation last Wednesday night on the Reist DATV Experimenters Night by Justin, VK7TW. He walked us through the new class licence structure and its impact on VK amateurs from changeover day on the 19th of February 2024. If you missed it live, don't panic. The YouTube video can be found on the Reist site. The segment is about 30 minutes and covers the actual effect on us of the ACMA changes. Well worth the watch, and thank you, Justin. And now back to the housekeeping. Annual General Meeting of NTARC will take place on Wednesday the 14th of February 2024 at the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochely Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochely, commencing at 19:30 hours at 7:30 p.m. I know it's still only 2023, well, just, but please start thinking about who you'd like nominated for the new 2024 committee. Club members are reminded that they will need to be 2024 financially current to be able to nominate or vote at the annual general meeting. Please note that for your convenience, nomination forms will be available from the NTARC Club Rooms from Wednesday the 17th of January 2024, our first day of opening for the coming year. This, of course, brings us logically to club membership renewal. It's that time of the year again. All club members should have received an email with instructions on renewing their membership for 2024. For those that have not received a renewal, please email the secretary at ntarc.net. This will allow us to update your email address, as there has been a large number of changes this year due to some internet providers divesting themselves of the bother of hosting email. Upcoming events. The TestNet and TechNet session is officially in recessed, but I certainly won't say it is taking a rest. As predicted, the frequency and Discord channel has carried on regardless. The Discord channel, with its ability to include pictures, certainly gives things another dimension when it comes to visualizing equipment and information. So have a listen now, as there certainly is activity on a Wednesday night on the 3.567 MHz. The Club Technical Night session is in recess until Wednesday the 17th of January. The Friday Coffee Morning is in recess until Friday the 19th of January. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net, all items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary of NTARC Inc. News from the South. VK7RCR DMR repeater is off air. Clayton, VK7ZCR, lets us know that the DMR repeater VK7RCR is off air until further notice, and to use the alternative VK7RAD DMR repeater located at the Queen's Domain. Please note that the D-Star repeater is still on VK7RCR. And that's 73 from Clayton, VK7ZCR. APRS News. Telltale APRS Beacons. A quick hello and shout out to Nigel Spears, G4RW1, I'll correct that, G4RWI, who was seen on APRS and as a result made contact, and you may hear him on the repeater. Welcome, Nigel. The worldwide hobby of amateur radio through APRS is alive and well in VK7. At 73 from Justin, VK7TW. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, REAST. DATV Experimenters Night. Last Wednesday night, our main presentation was all about the new class licence that comes into effect on the 19th of February 2024. We went through the legal documents and had a refresher on the licence types and went through the five conditions or parameters of qualifications held by a person operating an amateur radio station, use of call signs to enable identification of the person operating an amateur station, permitted frequency bands on which the amateur station may be operated, transmitter output power limits for the operation of amateur stations, and electromagnetic energy requirements for the operation of amateur stations. We then went through some other conditions and the transitional arrangements. We reminded everyone that from 19th of February 2024 it is free. The ACMA will communicate with you in January 2024. All call signs now have an assignment period and the RAD Cormant database will no longer have amateur call signs in it. This is replaced with a call sign register with limited information. We finished the presentation with an interesting statement that was included as part of the assessment of human rights implications of the new legislation. The instruments are compatible with human rights because they promote the right to freedom of expression by maintaining the ability of amateur licensees to exercise that right through the operation of amateur stations in authorised parts of the radio frequency spectrum. If you are confused about the class licence, then take a look at the video. We then took a look at a 16 to 15 metre magnetic loop antenna and finished off with an article from the latest Adubus magazine on calculating atmospheric absorption above 20 gigahertz. This week's show is our 2024 Happy New Year show, and we'll have a feature on a Neo Lucida VHF magnetic loop, Dubus, Space Weather Report, and much more. See you there or on the stream. We are holding the DATV Experimenters Nights throughout the holiday period, and therefore we will be streaming the nights on the Reece YouTube channel. We also go out on RF, DVB-T 7 MHz standard definition on 445.5 MHz. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. 73 from Justin, VK7TW. Training and Assessments. Our next Reece Training and Assessment Day will be on the 24th of February 2024. If you're thinking of booking for training or assessment next year, please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, the Reece Learning Organiser, know ASAP by phoning 0417 391 607. That number again, 0417 391 607, or via the Reece website contact form. Check out the Reece Foundation License training videos that can be found on the Reece YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. That's 73 from Reg, VK7KK. And now regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.64 MHz, commencing at 6:30 PM ADST. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF and VK7RJG from 7:30 PM. In the north and northwest, VK7RGG on 438.55 with a 7 MHz negative shift, and in the south, VK7RAF 146.65 with a 600 kHz negative shift, CTCSS tone of 1.1.3 Hz to link the RAF north-south. Statewide Microwave QSO Party, following the Sunday broadcast callbacks on 1296.15 MHz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. The North-South Digital Contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q65-60B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. SOTA WWFF Group, meetings Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, TestNet and TechNet sessions in recess until January 2024. NTARC, coffee mornings in recess until the 19th of January 2024. NTARC, club technical nights in recess until 17th of January 2024. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 PM local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7RMD. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 PM local, Northwest Tassie 2 meter DX Net 144.190 USB. Northwest SSTV Nights, Monday the 22nd of January 2024, hosted by Eric VK7EV from 7:30 PM using VK7RMD 70cm repeater on Mount Duncan on the 4th Monday in the month. Events worldwide tomorrow, January the 1st 2024, once much coffee has been consumed and the sore head subsided, there will be a realisation that we are in next year and all wonder where the last year went. Hi, hi. Reece, February the 7th, 2024. Presentation on the Surf Life Saving Tasmania Radio Network with Greg Bird, 7:30 PM Queen's Domain Club Rooms. NTARC, February the 14th, 2024. Annual General Meeting, NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie from 7:30 PM. Reece, February the 18th, 2024, Annual General and Special General Meeting, followed by a free sausage sizzle. Starts 11 AM at Queen's Domain Club Rooms. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader, VK7FB. Repeaters, reached Intark and in the northwest thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX, VK7JH and VK7DC. 160 metres, VK7GS, 80 metres, VK7TPE, 40 metres, VK7ALH, 20 metres, VK7JGD, 10 metres, VK7DG, UHF-CB24, are there any takers? And DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT in the South. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 amateur radio broadcast for this week. You've been listening to I've Just Missed VK7WI. Next week, the National WIA News can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 amateur radio news around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 amateur radio news groups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News Team, 73, season's greetings and stay safe from Idris, VK7ZIR.